from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Serbia is leading U.S. in basketball right now, 7-5. So Lana and I bet LeBron over 15 and a half points. You had missed the first segment, yeah. Crowder. My handicapping is that you saw LeBron. He thought everyone was cheering for him at the USA game, but they were cheering for a French swimmer.
That bad little swimmer. I forget his name. He broke Michael Phelps' record.
Yeah, he swims in the U.S. collegiately. Yeah. But LeBron thought everyone's cheering for him. So I say, he was embarrassed. That thing went viral. He was embarrassed. So tonight he shows out in this game. He's going to go off. He's going to vault them into the gold medal game. And then in the gold medal game, he'll be the facilitator. He'll be, you know, I'm handing now the keys to Team USA to the next generation. So I've got the LeBron over 15 and a half. Solana's in on it as well. And he is definitely facilitating and his head is not in today's game.
Yeah, it's weird. The USA stuff is weird because, you know, they're great, but there's a bunch of great players.
Yeah, I can't pay much attention to the show right now because I got that money.
It's 305.
Kick it out to LeBron. Kick it out to LeBron.
Dale.
They're not even looking for him. Steph Curry hit a big three. But look at LeBron once in a while. Guy's sitting out there. He doesn't need to score.
Steph Curry.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And according to my sources, Solana only plays pickleball against people with hip or knee replacements.
Is that so?
Wow.
You've got sources. That says a lot. We didn't even get into any pickleball conversation with Aronde. Have you played pickleball lately, Solana?
Every day.
You still play every day?
Every day.
Played today?
I played today.
Boy, Steph Curry is going off. That was the other guy you said take the over. I don't know if you said that on the air or off the air.
I think off the air. It just felt like he's due. He has 11 points already. Oh,
he is going off.
He has the over already. It was minus 120 at like 10.
Oh. Yeah, he's having the game that I thought LeBron might have.
No way. He's going to hit
this. Here he goes again for another three. Bang! God.
Oh, my God.
That's what gambling does to you. You're upset that the USA is hitting threes.
Isn't that strange?
Very strange.
That's strange. That is what gambling does to you.
Told you. It made me literally hate Spencer Dinwiddie. I got to just understand what gambling does.
LeBron's not even running back. No way.
Oh, my God. Steph Curry logo. Oh, he missed, though. All right. Get him out of the game. LeBron's not running back on offense.
He's not running.
Have you ever heard of a cherry picking on defense? What are we doing here, LeBron? All right, thank God Serbia took the lead.
Boy, y'all's minds are jaded. Come on, Serbia.
Woo, thank God. Serbia's got the lead, and USA will need to put up some points. I really do love gambling. Gambling is the great equalizer.
I mean, Jordan would have never stayed back on defense for a possession. Are you kidding me? He never would have stayed back on defense.
LeBron's wearing a Band-Aid on his eye, which I think might be in that might be in support of Nelly. So Nelly got arrested. I think
incorrectly.
What's that?
It was
incorrect?
I believe they thought they were arresting somebody else, like with the same name.
There's Nelly?
Him and Nelly Furtado.
And Nelly from The Office. That's about it.
They all three look pretty different.
Oh, never mind. I did not see this story.
What did Nelly get locked up for?
Yeah. I think it was either meth or coke, and not having insurance. Swear to God, that was part of the charge.
He's on meth. But this insurance card is...
Round three! Let's go! Lou! For the Lou!
Let's go!
For the Lou.
Nelly.
USA! USA! USA!
We are the worst. Let's get headlines, because Josh Appel is going to join us. I want to talk some Dolphins football with him, and we still have a lot to get to this afternoon. And I always laugh when Aronde is on, but it really just, we end up going down detours that you didn't even know you didn't even think it was a gravel road. Like, you didn't even think there was the possibility of getting down that path. But we do with Aronde. Let's get it back on track. Headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Ecstasy and lack of insurance.
Yeah,
ecstasy. What did I say?
You said meth
and cocaine.
I've seen some meth people. I'm like, I must not have seen Nelly in a while. Meth. Damn, Nelly, what's going on?
Yeah, ecstasy. My bad, and no insurance.
I got it confused with T.I., who was also arrested a couple days ago in a case of mistaken identity.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. T.I. said he was in L.A. and arrived in Baltimore.
T.I. was arrested, too?
Yeah. So there was a warrant out for somebody who has the same name, I believe, as T.I.'s real name. So they arrested him.
T.I.P.
Coming live from the VIP. Clifford Joseph Harris Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. T.I.'s name is Clifford?
Clifford, yep. Why do you think? We talk about it with Rocky. If he was Clifford, he would never be famous.
You're right.
Yeah. Have y'all heard that new Clifford track?
Right. Can you be hard if you're Clifford?
Hey, y'all, Clifford's coming. Shh. Tuck your chain. Clifford's on the way. No.
Cliff Floyd was pretty hard back in the day.
Clifford. Hey, Cliff Floyd, I still fool with Cliff.
I'll give you a Cliff.
Yeah.
I'm saying Clifford.
There's Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah, right. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
Wanted to scare him. He got everybody in trouble.
And Clifford, what was Huxtable? Cliff Huxtable?
Cliff Huxtable. Probably was Clifford. He was trouble. We know now.
Yeah. We didn't know.
I don't want to hang with Clifford late at night.
Right. Oh, look at this. Hawk, can you believe it? The Pivot Crew took a picture of Mike Tomlin. There you go.
That's so shocking. I had no idea that you liked that guy.
Yeah.
Y'all see my hat?
Yeah, he's wearing a Steelers hat right now.
Mike Tomlin, he's not even as a coach. Like, I want to hang out with him. I want to party.
You've made it very clear.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, this dude is cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're interviewing him. Practice is about to start. The you know, media guy or whatever, the little handler, is like, hey, coach, you know, we got to rush. He said, I'm talking to my boys. Take it easy. And just kept talking.
Like, good flex.
It's just like, you know, he has like
That's
this little
flex.
Flower rides around it. Yeah, it's, yeah. Mike, if you're indifferent on Mike Tomlin, nobody can hate Mike Tomlin, but you're indifferent, please let me pull you to the bright
side. I hate him.
He's a Hawk. You would love him in a second.
Only because you love him so much. Same thing happened to me when I worked with Zaslow and Pearl Jam. I hate them. I can't stand them because Zaslow loved them so much. So I just, you know me, I'm argumentative. So the more you like Mike Tomlin, the more I hate him.
You're going to see what happens. You're going to meet him one day. Who did you fall in love with?
I do like him.
You know what you like did? Him. It was Isaiah Thomas. You hated until you met him.
I know.
Mike Tomlin is a 17,000 times better person than Isaiah Thomas.
But that was like the Chicago thing because Hawk grew up in Chicago. Correct. And Isaiah Thomas was enemy number one with the Pistons. Yeah. You have no reason to hate
him. I ride with MJ still. Yeah.
You have no reason to hate Mike Tomlin, truly, right? Like, the Dolphins don't really ever have a rivalry with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's never done anything. He's not like Bill Belichick taking all our players, making them play better.
He knocked us out of the playoffs a couple times.
Oh, that was Matt Moore who died on the field. Like, what were we going to do, you know?
that wasn't Mike's fault.
Serbia's leading 25-19, by the way, in the first quarter.
Maybe this Joel Embiid did something. I kind of wish he was on France at this point. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Dolphins do have their first preseason game tomorrow. 7 p.m., they host the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. It's underway tomorrow. I'm ready.
Mentioned it in the first hour, but just a reminder, the Dolphins announced they'll wear their throwback uniforms twice this season. Week 2, Thursday night football versus Buffalo, and then at Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day as well. It's really Thanksgiving night. I believe that's an 8:20 p.m. game.
Oh,
I didn't like notice that. I don't love that. I like early Thanksgiving football.
I do as well. The last game on Thanksgiving is always the one that's least interesting, but if it's your team, then it's got some juice.
Yeah. And it's going to be the two quarterbacks that just got paid, the two teams thinking they're on the rise. That'll be a hell of a game.
That's the classic chase game, too, because you're down a ton of money on the first two games. And you're like, all right, I got to win it all back here tonight before I go shopping tomorrow on Black Friday. Oh, Jokic. They're up 7. Serbia's up 7 first quarter.
Oh.
LeBron better turn on the afterburners. Problem is he's on the bench.
Waving his hand out of crowd, not cheering for him.
Nah, don't worry. Bam's in the game. We're good.
Classic move. It really is a classic move. Oh, they must be cheering for me. Steph Curry has 150 points.
He's going to finish the game with 10,000 points. Oh, my God.
I fist bumped a guy the other day that didn't want to fist bump. He just picked his hand up, and I just fist bumped him. And it wasn't for me. Like, he was just looking at his hand or trying to grab something. And as soon as his hand moved up high enough, I just slapped my hand into his. Felt pretty
I told you the story before. One of the worst, because Lebatard, you know, he's always been so neurotic about meeting people and fans. When we first started the radio show at 790 The Ticket, this is 2004, maybe 2005. They said, it's Amanda. I think it was Amanda. It was an appearance at Suwu, which was a restaurant in Kendall, like one of those hibachi restaurants, I think. And so, but there's nothing to do there. Like, I didn't really get radio at that point. You know what I mean? So, like, we go there, and it's a big Dan Le Batard show appearance at Suwu. So I say to him, hey, Dan, just walk around to all the tables, because there were people there to see him. I go, walk around all the tables, thank him for coming, whatever. First table. First table he walks to, hey, I'm Dan Le Batard. Thanks for coming out tonight. And the guy just looks at me and goes, I'm not here for you. And we slunk off. We just slunk off. Yeah, I had no idea he was there for some hibachi. No idea.
I'm walking through the crowd to get my bags out of the check bag little line. And I walk through the people. I see my wife's bag. I go grab it, stand it up. I'm walking it back in one hand. I literally just see a fist go up and I just fist bump it. And then I, after the initial contact, I look at the guy's face and he looks so surprised that I touched him. And then I see like he was bringing his hand up to grab something in his other hand. And you know my natural answer, what up, big dog? And I just slunk off to him and went and gave my wife a hand.
Damn, hate to bring down the mood, but this just came across the wire from Ian Rappaport. Remember Rondale Moore yesterday carted off the field?
Yeah.
Season-ending knee injury.
We knew it had to be bad. If they canceled practice, that means everyone on the field who was around him knew that it was an awful injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that sucks. That sucks.
Oh, look at this. Miami Dolphins release home game themes.
Ugh. I like a theme. Yeah.
Not everything has, you know, a noteworthy theme. Let's see. Throwback night, September 12th. That's week 2 versus Buffalo. Week 1 is just season kickoff night.
All right.
Monday Night Football.
I wonder how many hours it took them in the conference room to come up with that one for the opener.
What y'all want to go with?
Let's see. We could do a Dwayne Wade night. Uh-huh. No, wait. Just do opening night. All right. Okay. Anyone second that? All right.
Mm-hmm.
End it up.
What week's Channing Crowder night?
Are there any good themes? You know, because like the Panthers, they do good things. They have the Grateful Dead night. They'll have 90s night. Any good themes?
There's one theme that really stands out to me, other than throwback night. It's week 12. They host the New England Patriots, November 24th. Whiteout at the stadium. So everybody wear white.
Oh.
It's kind of cool, I think.
It's my birthday, too. So it's always a whiteout at the Hockman House.
Am I invited?
No, but your mom is.
Damn, I got to call Randy and let him know.
Hey, any game but the New England game, Dad.
Just drop off half my family.
You have celebrating the DCC Dolphins Challenge Cancer. Very good event. That's Monday Night Football, September 30th. Fins Out Loud, week 8 versus Arizona. Salute to Service versus the Raiders, week 11.
All right, none of these are whatever. Let's get to a Pell. Anything else? Anything good?
Not really. No. Steph Curry.
US down by 8 at the end of the first quarter. 31-23 Serbia leads.
Yeah. Steph Curry has 74 points at the end of one quarter. And we bet everything on LeBron, who has 3
points. It's just the worst feeling when you could have covered in the first quarter.
All right. The only other news, the Marlins do play tonight versus the Cincinnati Reds. Inter Miami plays tonight as well. They are hosting the Toronto FC. That'll be at Chase Stadium tonight. Leagues Cup action round of 32. They must win to advance. Your preseason slate, 2 games tonight. Lions Giants at 7. Panthers Patriots at 7 tonight. Your weather from the Demesman.
Chasing this LeBron bet on those games tonight.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Hot and humid. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's all right. You know, it's not completely horrible. If I had to rate it out of 100, I'd say a 3 out of 100. I wouldn't say this is actually that good.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
USA is kind of getting blowed out here by Serbia. 42-27 in the second quarter. We've got LeBron over 15 and a half points. He's stuck on three. He got blocked at the rim. I mean, never a good sign. Oh, it's a good pass by LeBron, though, to Steph Curry. Oh, no, it was Devin Booker. I was going to make Solana crazy. How many's got? How many's Booker got?
How many's he got? What'd you say?
We talked about betting him again.
How many's he got?
Rattle.
That's Tyreek's best friend. How many does he got?
How many does he have?
Booker, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ron. Facilitating. They're not going to make it to the gold medal game.
They're going to make it.
We should live bet it. What's the live line?
Now we're talking.
Anyway, while I'm bringing on Josh Appel, check out what the live line is. Josh Appel, public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. And he does play-by-play for the NFL on Sports USA, which can be heard nationally. He's our fill-in host when one of us is out. You will hear his booming voice tonight if you're going to the Marlins game. What's the live bet? What's the live line?
It's still USA minus 5.5.
Oh, that's a, I mean, that's a good line.
Yes, it is.
If you liked it at 14 and a half or 15 and a half, we live bet them?
Money line, minus 250 to win right now, Team USA.
Nah, I'd lay the points. On a live bet them?
Minus 5.5 at 105, minus 105 right now.
Josh Appel, would you like to weigh in on the live bet here, USA-Serbia?
I mean, you said USA is not going to get to the next round, and I felt like you were never going to get to this interview. I mean, my God. Oh, sitting here forever. Oh, what's the live line? What's the live line? I mean, what are we doing here? You should bet to
USA. I mean, what are you? There's a lot of people trying to get into Lone Depot Park. You caught in traffic,
yeah,
are you?
I'm working the door tonight.
Damn it.
He's playing shortstop tonight.
I got to take BP.
Pennsylvania and can't bet.
Oh, where are you? You're in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. I'm at Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and can't make a damn bet.
You can't do DraftKings there?
Yeah, you can't. You can do a different app other than Hard Rock.
Okay.
Let me check out what's my... LeBron doing? Oh, look, what's LeBron doing?
He was fouled. He's good.
Yeah, but put up a shot if you're getting fouled. Come on. All right. Thanks for joining us, Appel.
Great to be with you guys.
Hearing from you guys.
Anything in particular you're looking for? Let's say tomorrow night's game, Dolphins preseason game one. Anything? I mean, obviously you don't want injuries, but is there anything that you're looking for that you think could actually be answered in preseason game one?
I don't think we could find out a lot about the preseason, but I think I'd like to see the offensive line not be a sieve. I know they've struggled a bit in training camp so far. And I'm excited to see like what a guy like Chop Robinson looks like in game action.
Did you say a sieve?
A really good camp.
Did you say a sieve?
Yeah. Isn't that the right way to use that word?
No, it's a sieve.
Same difference.
No, it's not. It's spelled S-E-I. It's spelled where one might think it's pronounced that way, but it's a sieve. It's not a sieve.
Look, it's not like my job requires me to know words and how to use them correctly, so.
Put that on the podcast. Solana, headline, Josh Appel, hoping Dolphins offensive line doesn't look like a sieve. I'm sorry to interrupt. You were saying.
I mean, first you trashed me as an athlete yesterday without me being on to defend myself. Then you leave me on hold for 6.5 minutes today.
Yeah,
and now, I mean, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I might get as mad as Solana did at you a couple few weeks ago.
All right. He was mad. He was mad.
A sieve.
Sieve. No, go ahead. You don't want to see the offensive line be a sieve. What else?
No, I want to see Chop Robinson. I want to see what he looks like, and I want to just kind of get a better idea of what this Weber defense will be like. But again, it's going to be very vanilla. You're not going to see a lot. They're not going to have their full complement of obvious starters out there with them. So I'm just kind of interested to see what some of the new guys look like. I'm interested to see what the quarterbacks look like, too. I know you guys talked about that a lot yesterday, and very thankful that Mike McDaniel gave such a clear and concise answer when asked about that. So hopefully we get some answers as it pertains to that tomorrow as well.
You know what? I think it's funny because I think I'm on the wrong side of being the ex-player, but I don't know if the number one offense in the league, you know, yards per game, points per game wise, Tua being the number one quarterback, top three in every category. I don't know if I need to see if him and Tyreek have chemistry. I don't know if I need to see Jalen Waddle run down and maybe have a chance of hurting his ankle or something like that. I'm not a big fan now, which I was when I played because they brainwashed us. I don't know if I have to see these starters that I know can play at a high level. Do you want to see these guys?
I don't want to see them for like a significant amount of time, but I'd like to see them play a drive or two, but I don't know if that like in the grand scheme of things makes a difference when they're on the practice field every day going through training camp. But, you know, you can't really simulate game reps. So I'd like to see them out there, but I largely agree with you. I think that's why you see a lot of players around the league not taking any snaps in the preseason because it's just unnecessary anymore, and you don't want to have that risk of injury. I've seen it too many times for games that aren't important, and only important are guys who are trying to make the team. And that's kind of why I like watching preseason. But I'm with you. I mean, there's no reason why we need to see two.
Hey, Solana, didn't you say Josh Allen is starting for Buffalo? He's going to play however many series?
Yeah, it's what I read this morning. Sean McDermott announced not just Josh Allen, most of the Bills starters will play a quarter or so, he said.
It's a bit of a try-hard.
But what about, like, Caleb Williams? He's going to start on Saturday. Does that make sense?
He's a puppy, Hawk. I'm with that.
Yeah, the puppies, no, but some people, I mean, if you take a pick like that, you want to keep him in bubble wrap.
Yeah, but you still can't simulate game reps, so getting him out there and having him play a series or three isn't the worst thing in the world for him if you're going to throw him in as a week one starter.
LeBron just hit a three. I'm just saying, LeBron hit a three. They're down 12. Lines, was down to 3.5. Now it's 5.5. Yeah, just feed LeBron.
Taking it at 15 or whatever it was.
Look at that. Oh, Embiid making them look silly. That was a strong move. Holy mackerel.
Hey, Josh, so it's just me or you right now.
this is what happens when I gamble during a show.
I wish.
This is what happens. Am I lying, though, Solana? That Embiid move was tough.
Yeah, that was big time, man. That's an MVP move right there.
I obviously don't have you guys on speakerphone around me because I'm a professional, but I wish that the few folks that are around me right now could hear what's happening and what I can hear as I sit here on this interview. I wish.
Yeah, sometimes it's not a smooth ride. You know, sometimes there's some bumps in the talk show, and it is what it is. I let me just bring up your athleticism here for a second. So, okay. Crowder, you didn't hear our conversation. Appel has been, I would say, very open about his lack of athleticism. Mm-hmm. His body looks like a D1 scholarship body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Big dude. He knows sports, so he's got a sports mind, like a high IQ. But apparently, he's not athletic. And Mike White confirmed that to Mike Cugno yesterday. Mike White told Mike Cugno that Josh Appel's the least athletic person he knows.
Man.
Why is that, Josh, do you think?
Well, first of all, he's an NFL athlete. So obviously I would hope that I am the worst athlete that he knows, considering he spends most of his time.
He didn't say you're the worst athlete that he knows. He said you're the least athletic person who he knows. He knows,
yeah,
you know,
okay, that's not
nieces,
an important distinction.
Nephews, grandmas, grandpas. He knows a lot of people, I'm sure.
Look, the most unathletic person is still athletic because he has to compare, at least in some ways, to people who are more athletic. I would say that I'm an all-or-nothing type of athlete. I'll have a flash here or there of a play that, you know, you might be really shocked that I'm able to make. And then I'll do something and have a moment that's equally as embarrassing, and that's where the judgment gets clouded. He might be referring to the fact that he once saw me trip in a ditch and break three fingers in front of a house years ago. That might be what
just
he's referring
walking?
To. And
just walking, you tripped in a ditch?
No. We were throwing the football around, and I went to go make a turn and fell in a ditch, tried to break my fall with my hand, and broke three fingers. It was a Nerf football. Hmm.
How long ago was this?
This was 2017 or 2018. I was an adult.
You were a grown man having a catch?
A grown man having a catch.
Wait a second. I like playing catch.
It was very informal because we were with other people. We were getting ready to go somewhere, and we were killing time waiting for the rest of the group. And so we were just throwing the ball in front of the house. And I, you know, had to have surgery. On my hand, three fingers. Very expensive game of catch. Yeah, and I had surgery. You didn't know this?
No. I don't even really care. When's the last time you showed a flash? Because you said also that you show flashes. Now, when's the last time we've seen a flash?
Are we counting like a really good golf shot? Because I had a really good golf shot a week and a half ago the last time I played.
No, we are not. We are not counting really good golf shots. Did you play high school football or college football, intramurals, club football, anything?
I played travel baseball up until high school. I played spring football for a year on JV. My freshman year of high school was the backup quarterback, completed my only pass in our spring game and then retired. And then in college, I played intramural football, intramural softball, and was an intramural basketball referee. So you tell me.
I love that he says I played travel baseball up until high school instead of saying I played travel baseball in middle school. You know what I mean? Because it sounds so worse if you go, oh, I played travel baseball, you know, in grade school and middle school. He goes, I played travel baseball up until high school.
Yeah, but my last season was in ninth grade. Right. I mean, listen, and you should have seen me my junior or senior year of high school in the summer, little counselor versus counselor, camp versus camp soccer game, diving, sprawling, save to my right to win the game for our camp. I mean, I go way back, my athletic prowess.
But he's...
No, I saw that on ESPN Top 10.
No, but he's very... Like, he was very personable and popular. Were you or were you not the prom king or the homecoming king?
I was the prom king my senior year of high school.
And that was where? At Cypress Bay?
Cypress Bay.
Man, that's a big school. Big prom king of the entire class. Was that the one? Was that one of those where they do a joke, where they vote a joke guy in, or did you actually earn that?
It might have been, but I still got the crown either way. So joke's on them, regardless.
LeBron. LeBron with a man's move and the foul. Let's go. Yeah, what are you looking at, Bogdan? Sorry. What are we talking
about?
Are you,
though? Are you sorry? You're not.
He backed down Bogdan Bogdanovich, gave him a little dipsy-doo turnaround, and got the foul. 7 seconds left in the first half. Have they cut this to single digits, Solana?
They have not. They're down 14.
Did you say 13?
14, Hawk. Down 14. Make that 12 after LeBron's basket. Could be 11 after the free throw.
All right.
What did you guys have for lunch today?
I had a packet of salmon. Crowder?
All you can eat salad and shrimp Frito miso from Olive Garden.
Oy vey. First of all, why do you answer all you can eat salad? Why don't you just say salad? Like, we don't care how much or how little you were able to have.
Because they give you all you can eat salad at Olive Garden.
Yeah, we're aware.
And so I got the all you can eat salad at Olive Garden.
So you went to Olive Garden for lunch?
Yeah, it's the only thing. I'm in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. This is the Hills Have Eyes out here. These people are their cousins and uncles and sisters at the same time. They have no options. It's Olive Garden or it was McDonald's. How would Olive Garden?
No Alfredo sauce for you at lunchtime?
No, I wanted to keep the phlegm down.
What'd you have for lunch, Appel? Hibachi?
No, I was going to ask Crowder if there was a good hibachi place he could have found instead. I had a nice chicken Caesar wrap for lunch today.
Where'd you get that?
Just some place around my house. It's not like a chain or anything. Some local place.
Solana?
They don't do free advertising here.
Had a grilled chicken and chickpea mac and cheese.
I'm so lame.
Homemade?
You didn't enjoy that.
I did.
No chance.
Chickpea mac and cheese, double the protein of normal mac and cheese, and it happens to be delicious. We've done this on the air, and happens to be very, very good. It's what we're buying now.
Bonza,
right. It's what we're buying now.
Jimmy?
I'll pass on that.
On lunch?
What?
What? You'll pass on that?
Well, I didn't have lunch. I had breakfast.
Well, what'd you have for breakfast?
I had hard-boiled eggs.
Ooh, that's a terrible breakfast.
With a baguette.
You need a couple dollars, Jimbo?
I mean, where were you, in a holding cell? All right. Yeah, have we covered everything?
Is your Venmo attached to your cell phone number?
Appel, we love you.
I love you guys.
I feel like we didn't cover enough football with him.
There's always next week.
All right.
Sleepers in the AFC, Appel.
Who's the biggest sieve?
Sieves in the AFC.
The AFC. All right, see you, Appel. Have a good call tonight on the PA there. Who the Marlins got? The Reds?
The Reds. Final game of the series against the Reds.
All right. They got George Foster. Who else? Johnny Bench. Who else on the Reds team?
Barry Larkin.
And Barry Larkin. All right. See you, Appel.
Bye, guys.
I enjoyed that. Jimmy passed on the question of what'd you have for lunch.
Jimmy, that's an easy one, Jimmy. You on a diet?
Me on a diet? Nah.
Did you hear the question, or did you not hear the question, so you just said, I'll pass?
I didn't hear the question.
That's what I think happened.
Okay. And I understood the question of if I had like chickpea mac and cheese. That's what
I think
thought.
He thought we were asking, like, do you eat chickpea mac and cheese? And I think he was saying, I'll pass on that.
Jimmy does not listen to this show. I don't know if you
does
guys have noticed.
Not listen does to not the show. Listen. I find it amazing. Like, literally does not listen to the
show.
He's
on camera the whole time. Like, he's here.
Yeah. No, I watch him not listening to the show.
Jimmy, you know we can see you.
Really?
Hey, look. Jimmy, look. Jimmy.
All right. Hey. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.